A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but in fact it's our planet and it's this morning and in fact it's our territory. Filming of scenes from Star Wars is taking place on Skellig Michael this morning. Our intrepid reporter, our correspondent Pascal Sheehy is there. He's hunting the Jedi Knights for us. Good morning, Pascal. Where are you and what can you see?
Well, I'm on the pier at Knightstown on Valentia Island. It's a stunning morning, a little perhaps crisper than we've been used to for the last number of weeks, but nevertheless, you wouldn't want to be anywhere else, would you?
No, indeed you wouldn't. And I'm sure they're delighting in the scenery out there and indeed in the weather if it remains good. What do you know about what's taking place on Skellig Michael?
Well, the weather, as you mentioned it, the forecast for the afternoon is that the weather is due to deteriorate, and that forced a change to the schedule of filming today. They weren't due to begin filming until after 7 o'clock this morning. I was on the pier at Port Magee at about just before 5 o'clock this morning. It was a hive of activity at that stage with local boats and boatmen ferrying crew members across on the 12-kilometre trip from Port Magee across to Skellig Michael. And then, I suppose, the better known and the more protected cast member, crew members and cast members, they were brought by helicopter. There's a helicopter landing and taking off from Valentia Island here on a regular basis, shuttling people out on the 10-minute trip, and I suppose they don't have to endure the threat of seasickness on that journey. Better protected.
Luke Skywalker doesn't have to be Luke Waterwalker then or anything like that today. But in relation to the controversy down there, in relation to the wildlife and protecting the wildlife, is that something that is of concern to local people?
I don't think so. And what local people are saying is that, look, the Office of Public Works and the department, government department, wouldn't have handed over this site to the production company for 3 days without ensuring that there were safeguards in place to protect the wildlife that are there. That's what local people are saying here. The place is absolutely abuzz that this filming is taking place here. There is a huge number of bed nights booked directly at an already busy time of the year. And notwithstanding that, they also foresee a benefit into the future as well, insofar as people coming here to see where was Star Wars Episode 7 film.
Interesting note into our copy system. One of the first duties of our new Transport Minister, Pascal Donoghue, has been to declare a 2-mile exclusion zone around the Skellig, enforced by a naval patrol vessel. Can you see the naval patrol vessel there, and are there any attempts being made to get out to the Skellig?
No, I can't see the naval patrol vessel because I'm on land at the moment. I do hope to get out closer to the island, to Skellig Michael, later on in the day. But that exclusion zone has been put in place for the duration of filming and is being enforced. That is my information at the moment. And that is for two reasons. The order actually says it's for the protection of a natural heritage area during the current filming period. It's also for safety. Skellig Michael is a dangerous place for people who are not familiar with it to go and visit. On a serious note, you know, a number of people have died there in the past. Perhaps you get one or two fatalities there every year. So it's not a place where
people should be landing
without the guides who normally operate in that area.
Well, Pascal Sheehy, on the coast, looking out onto the Skellig, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We hope the mood towards the naturally curious media isn't too Darth Vaderian.